An Okotoks Oilers rookie defenseman's first AJHL goal came in the nick of time. Nick Wolfenberg scored on a wraparound 2:20 into overtime as the Oilers knocked off the Camrose Kodiaks 3-2 on January 22 at Payson Centennial Arena to complete a home-and-home sweep and gain valuable ground in the Alberta Junior Hockey League's South Division. "I just jumped off the bench and did a few switches with the puck and just took the puck, tried to use my feet to get around the guy, pulled around the net, realized it was open and just shot it," said Wolfenberg, a 2004-born blue liner. "It was magical, unbelievable. I didn't really know what to think, to be honest with you. I just threw my hands up and started yelling." https://twitter.com/okotoksoilers/status/1485111243224408067 The path to overtime was forged while shorthanded as Okotoks battled through a 5-minute penalty kill in the final 8 minutes of the third period to force the division tilt past regulation time. "I think that won us the game," said Oilers forward Rieger Lorenz. "We got a little bit down after that penalty, but we stuck with it." Head coach Tyler Dace has been harping on us for not getting up on the point quicker. "We got exposed a bit the past few games, but our forwards and our D-men just gelled together as a unit and killed it off." Jack McNaughton made 23 saves for the Oilers in the 3-2 overtime victory on January 22. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. Lorenz tied the game early in the third period with his 30th goal of the season on a delayed penalty as he came off the bench as the extra attacker and fired in a wicked one-timer off a cross-ice feed from defenseman Riley Bodnarchuk. Camrose took a 2-1 lead into the second intermission on the strength of a strong middle stanza with Noah Alvarez giving the visitors the advantage. The Oilers came out strong in the opening frame with Nolan Flint scoring on the man advantage countered by Camrose's Tio Daddario on a partial breakaway. Okotoks' Jack McNaughton made 23 saves for his 10th win of the campaign. "We knew we had a good first period and struggled in the second," Lorenz added. "We just had to simplify in the third. We know we can play with the top teams in the league if we play our game. And we did just that." The victory was Okotoks' 5th straight on home ice and 6th in its past 7 games overall to improve to 2-3-2-0-2, 9 points back of Camrose and 7 behind the Drumheller Dragons. "It's really big because we get 4 points and Camrose gets 1, Wolfenberg said. "So that will really help in the standings because we're trying to catch them and Drumheller as well." Okotoks Oilers forward Ty Yoder carries the puck into the offensive zone in the January 22 match. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today. In the first of the home-and-home set, Okotoks rode a 3-goal third period to the victory in the January 20 matinee at the Encana Arena. Austin Reschany, Ty Yoder and Bodnarchuk led the way with 1-goal, 1-assist performances with Dean Spack and Lorenz chipping in with the other markers and McNaughton turned aside 20 shots. Earlier in the week, Okotoks overcome a tough night on special teams to overpower the visiting Olds Grizzlies 7-4 on January 18. Bodnarchuk scored twice, Connor Gourley notched his first goal since being acquired from the Kodiaks with Lorenz, Boyle, Yoder and Sam Mashurchik also finding the back of the net. Parker Sacha made 20 saves for his 8th win of the season. On the final week of the month, Okotoks stays home for January 25 and January 28 dates versus the Canmore Eagles and Drayton Valley Thunder, respectively, followed by a January 29 trip to Blackfalds. Go to okotoksoilers.ca for more information.